person.
The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thing.
We go forwards, but first we go backwards. So you'll hear a phrase backwards. You hear it two times, and then you try to talk all backwards, and we turn you around and hear what you sound like. And today, I promise you, you will sound drunk. Maybe even drunker than normal.
All right.
Kind of always sound drunk. But here in the backwards game today, I don't know if you knew this or not, but it is National Bourbon Month.
No, a month?
Oh. Yes. A whole month of bourbon.
I didn't know bourbon had a month.
Bourbon deserves a month.
All right.
Monica, you've always been someone who's been trying to come around to bourbon. Are you still trying to do that whole situation?
I will. I'll try again.
Okay. So you're saying yes, you have not come around to bourbon.
Yes.
You
want to
like it. I believe I have entered the phase where I think I'm at least lying to myself, Monica, that I don't mind it, which is the next step.
Yeah.
To actually enjoying it. I'm getting there.
Mm-hmm. Enjoying the burn.
Right. I've found a couple times.
That's pretty good, guys.
Where I feel like I can say, this is good, and my entire brain's not buying it, but the lie, I'm faking it till I'm making it. So I'm getting there.
Uh-huh.
So in honor of National Bourbon Month, it is all stuff that drunk people would say here in the backwards game. Of course, they are drunk while they are saying it as well, like the world famous Will Ferrell.
We're going streaking!
Remember when he said that in old school? So you'll hear it two times backwards. We'll flip it around. We'll see who wins. Antoine, why don't you go ahead and go first, since you are the only person that genuinely enjoys bourbon.
I do love me some bourbon.
K92 Morning Thanks. So Monica, head on into the soundproof chamber. And Antoine, you will hear it two times backwards. Time one, we're going streaking, becomes... There's a lot of passion and a lot of slurping in there as well. We're going streaking. Time two. A little bit of a Swedish chef action going on, too.
Spoon's on.
Okay. Antoine, I would say, had a lot of Urgish, Bergen, Flurgen, Swedish
spot
chef.
On is what he's saying.
Maybe. We don't know.
Spot on.
Could be spot on, could not. So we're going streaking. Monica, you're going to hear it two times backwards. Here's time one. Okay, now time two. You sounded like you choked on your own tongue a little bit there.
I think I did.
You may have. But you know what? Sometimes that's what it takes to win the game. If you need to choke on your own tongue in order to win the backwards game, well, darn it all, choke on your own tongue.
Sacrifices must be made.
To win the backwards game. Okay, Antoine, let's go to yours first. This is what it was originally. It does have that... Urgish, Borgen, Flurden, Durden. So we're going to reverse it around, and we are listening for We're Going Streaking. Here it is. It's an interesting little pause you had on your own voice there. It's not bad. It's all right.
I think it's there. It's there.
It's in there somewhere, for sure. Monica Brooks, she delivered this.
Smallville.
Yeah, she's watching Smallville.
She's watching Smallville. That's Superman.
One of your favorite episodes of Smallville. What does it sound like when we flip it around? We're listening for We're Going Streaking.
We're Going Streaking.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Point, Monica.
Oh.
Look at you.
Through Smallville. That was good.
Let me hear that one again.
We're Going Streaking.
I told you, darn it all, sometimes you got to swallow your own tongue to win this game.
Good job.
It's the all stuff drunk people will say. Drunk people love saying this, whether you like it or not.
Let's do shots.
Oh, they always want you to do shots. Mm-hmm. You got to come and do shots with me.
Run away.
Okay, so this time, Monica, you'll go first. So, Antoine, head on into the soundproof chamber. And, Monica, you will hear Let's Do Shots backwards two times. Here's time one. Now we go to time two. I think that was pretty good. All right. Antoine, you're back from the soundproof chamber.
Yes.
I think you're going to do well in this round, basically because I want there to be a round three. So Monica's
in
the lead.
That works for me.
You'll hear it two times backwards. It was, let's do shots. Here we go. Time one. Time two. Good. I actually think you're gonna win this round on your own. I have a good feeling.
All right.
I think that was good enough. But you never know until you actually hear it. So let's hear what Monica had to deliver. It was, let's do shots. When you take that and you reverse it around through the magic thangtaculator, you receive
Let's do shots.
That
wow.
Was good.
Wow.
Oh.
How dare you be so awesome in the game today, Monica?
Doing great today.
What's going on?
Okay. Time two is...
Die-shoe-snim.
We will flip it around. What do we end up with? We're listening for it.
Let's do shots.
Munchu-shots.
That was good. 2 point, Antoine.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah.
We got us a fight.
Very close as we head into round three. This one does make sense when you hear round two. Let's do shots. Let's do shots. What happens later in the night? This.
Don't feel good.
That's always after shots. Antoine, you'll go first this time. Right. Monica, head on into the soundproof chamber. Antoine, you're going to hear it two times backwards. Here is time one.
An ugly
You can feel the meat sweats in that clip. Here it is.
A dove life.
A dove life.
That one had sort of a Swedish feeling to it, too. You're feeling very Nordic today.
Yes.
Headphones on.
Okay. Antoine, again, Monica, I don't know why he's all into sounding Swedish or something, but that's exactly what he sounded like again. But will it be enough to get him to victory? So, Monica, you're going to hear it two times backwards. Is I don't feel good, boy. Here it is. Time one.
An ugly
Time two.
An ugly
How do you feel? Oh,
that extra bonus of the voice.
It sounded like you said, I don't feel well.
Yeah. But you know what? She really,
I think I did.
She kind of put that extra meat sweat onto it a little bit. The inflection was there. The question becomes, what is the rest of it? And will it be enough to win the game? We'll go to Antoine's first. So it was, oh, I don't feel good. He gave us this.
A dove, guy, whom?
Yes, we hang to hang out at the fjords together. Will we get, ugh, I don't feel good. Here it is.
It's all right. All
right.
It was all right. You know, feeling Elmer Fudd there a little bit. It's all about context, Antoine. Uh-huh. It's all about context. Monica gave us this.
How do you feel?
Like, this is going to be one of those ones where I reverse it backwards and it's going to make some sort of weird noise that it might break glass or cause an alien transmission to fall out of the sky or something. I'm tired. You got a yawn going on there? All right, let's hear it one more time on each of them and so we can decide. It's actually making me yawn because when I'm hearing it. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and award the victory to Antoine.
Right.
It was close.
I'll take it, I guess.
But it didn't make me sleepy. Again, you know, you hear the word yawn and it makes you yawn. And I apologize to everyone that has to yawn now because I just said the word yawn. And now I got to yawn. So thanks a lot, Monica.
There's a lot of yawning in that one.
It did sound like a yawn, yeah.
It's Monica's fault. I gotta go to bed. All right, that's the end. It is the backwards game on your K92 Morning Thang.